Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
give it all to you. Lift it up, church, say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Come on. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh. Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you high, Yahweh.
You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. I'm so excited. This morning, this weekend was a bittersweet, but we praise God for his goodness, overall goodness. Hallelujah. White worked on my closing part of the magazine. And my God, the prophetic, I mean, this is the seventh magazine we've done, I Am Magazine. And the anointing is so prophetic. The anointing just took over, just boasting about the goodness of God and God's faithfulness. And you never know how he turns, he does things. You just have to, when he leads you, just follow what you don't see the pieces until you just follow him. You don't need to know where he's taking you, but when he says, follow me, and you will be amazed when you see what he's going to do in your life and do use you as a vessel to touch others. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about what I saw and what I've seen. I'm glory to God. And glory to everyone, you know, everybody that took part, those that read regularly, those that support the magazine. We praise God with spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And some people look at things and do not realize what it is. And sometimes you need to pray and ask God, what is this? What is this piece? What am I holding in my hand? What is it that I'm holding? Because we really don't understand what we're holding in our hands when we purchase these things. Maybe we just want to support the ministry or something, but you need to ask God, go ahead and pray and say, Lord, what is about this I Am magazine? And let the Lord reveal to you personally. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Lord, your name is worthy of praise and glory and honor. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your love. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Lord, you woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Lord, and for that we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Thank you for our family members, our siblings, nieces, nephews. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you for our friends. Father, we thank you for our colleagues in ministry. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of oneness and love and unity in the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Spirit of the living God. We ask you to continue to move in our midst, move in our hearts, move in our minds. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Holy Spirit, move in our atmosphere, move in our lives. Move in the lives of our children, our spouses, our siblings, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, move in the lives of everyone under the sound of my voice and those that will listen at another time. Spirit of the living God, touch us. Touch us. Let us have a life-changing encounter with you. Holy Spirit, we are totally dependent on you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. And so we bless your holy name. We praise you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we cannot do a service. We cannot read the Bible. We cannot make it pray. We cannot do anything in the kingdom of God without you. We need you, Spirit of the living God. And we thank you that you are always here with us, your name. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We all have sinned and come short of your glory. We ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Siblings, nieces, nephew, have mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Bring down your mercy upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, mercy. Mercy for our children. Oh, God, for ourselves. We pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The cleansing that is in the blood of Jesus to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, to wash away our sins. Oh, we thank you for the healing, the deliverance, the restoration in the blood of Jesus. Just a drop of the blood makes us whole. Life, the life of God is in the blood. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, in the name of Jesus. We put the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. On our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. Be a wall of fire around us. And the glory within us. Father, in the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we blind and destroy every monitoring device the enemy is using to monitor our lives, our destinies. Whatever the enemy is using, we destroy it through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We utterly destroy every device. In the name of Jesus, every entity, oh God, release the Holy Ghost fire and destroy everything they're using to monitor our lives and our destinies in the name of Jesus. And Father God, if there's any way we have become a part of opening our lives for the enemy to see and breaking those barriers, open our eyes to see ways that we've done it, oh God, so those doors can be closed. have mercy upon us if we be ignorant to those things. Lord, have mercy and show us, Lord, how to close those doors, because after you close it, no man can open it. Sometimes we open those doors up, not realizing that we've opened it up. But Lord, let the Holy Spirit show us ways that we open doors and allow the enemy have a surveillance on our lives. And Lord, show us how to seal those doors in the name of Jesus. Seal the windows, seal the doors. Just keep us safe in the secret place. Oh God, hide us under the shadow of your wings. Father God, we cover our destiny with the blood of Jesus. Our virtues with the blood of Jesus. Our gifts, our talents with the blood of Jesus. Father God, use us as your instruments of love. Teach us how to love as you love us. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us. Oh God, help us in our walk with you. We cannot make it on our own. Every time we try these things on our own, we fail. And so, Lord, we need you. We need you. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. And so, Lord, we depend on your strength. Let your glory settle in our hearts, settle here, oh God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we bless your name, praise you, we worship you. Open our ears to hear, our inner ears, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us not only hear, but live the word of God. Let us have an understanding and the revelation of the word of God. Let it not be business as usual, but let us dig deeper, oh God. And Father God, let us understand in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Once again, I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. From I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Please bring your book, your Bible, to the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 17. I'm going to start from verse 17. Royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown hallelujah, upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. The king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I bring your word forth as a vessel, just a vessel, Father God, let your anointing flow. Let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Let your living waters flow. Let your power come out, O God. Anoint these lips and anoint these words, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding. Let it be plain and simple, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I started from verse 16 because we have been going through the other parts, which is just summary I'm giving you because you can go very deep into Esther. But what we're doing in the morning hours, we're just going through a summary just to give, you know, to encourage someone. Hallelujah. Encourage us all because we all need encouragement. But one of the things I want you to realize, we talk about Esther doing everything at pleased. She wanted to make sure she did everything that pleased the king. And please, Hagar, which we said is a representative of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit do everything. It's the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is not contrary to God. Everything is in alignment that God does. The Holy Spirit does everything God says. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is a messenger of Almighty God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He's not separate. He's the Godhead, three in one. And you, there's a way we can teach about the Holy Spirit. When we teach about the Godhead, I don't have time this morning, but you can break it down and so you can see him as a person and you can see him in unity but as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is not separate. The Holy Spirit is there. That's why the Bible said the Spirit of God move upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, because the Holy Spirit has to move, which is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Almighty God. Amen. So you can't separate the Spirit of God from God himself. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Esther did everything that was pleasing to Almighty God. Let me break it down. Everything. And that's why she was chosen more than the other maidens. That's why she was favored and had this special preference in with the maidens and when she first entered, because she only wanted to do what was pleasing to King Ahasuerus. People think favor is just dropped, you know. Oh, God. No, no. It's not like that. Oh, God, give me favor. No. It's not like that. And I don't understand why we would think that way. Yes, there are times God will do certain things for us, and he just don't do it. There's a reason. God doesn't do things for no reason. No. For everything God does, there's a purpose. If maybe perhaps you got the first place in life or certain things happen, there's a reason behind it. The Bible says all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. When you are in the world and things happen for certain reasons, there's a reason. God just don't do things randomly. He doesn't. He's God. Otherwise, you will not see the universe like it is. It would be in chaos. No, he's a God of order. He doesn't do things crazily. He's everything about God is decent, orderly, holiness, righteousness. So he doesn't do things randomly. I want you to know. So everything he does, everything he does in order. Amen? Everything. He takes time to do things. If you look at Genesis 1, you see creation and you see the steps and the steps, and that's how he does stuff. God is a God of order. He does things in truth, in holiness, in righteousness. Hallelujah. Esther is loved by King Ahasuerus. She obtained that grace and favor because she does what is right. She does what is pleasing to the King Ahasuerus. If she's not seeking to do what is pleasing to her, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you know, take time and read that scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added on to you. This is Esther. Seek ye first kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has a kingdom has a king. The king rules the kingdom. Who's the king? Almighty God. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness, right living, living according to kingdom rules, kingdom principles. And all things shall be added unto you. And when you look at this scripture, you're looking at Esther in verse 17, one of it. She obtained grace and favor in the sight because seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So what is, so that royal crown, the crown of favor, the royal crown of favor is placed on her head. Seek you first, not seeking God first, doing his will first, and all things unto you. Favor is not just like that. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Favor is a shield. Favor protects you. Psalm 5:12 is a shield. And it's a shield of Almighty God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So grace and favor. From Almighty God, you have to seek him first, not a form of godliness, not because you want favor, because God knows our hearts. Favor, so I'm going to read my Bible 5 times a day, 10 times, and pray 10 times. It doesn't work like that. It has to come from your heart. And God sees the heart, and he knows our heart. So we can pretend in front of pastors and leaders, but God sees and knows our hearts. So that's when you see favor upon favor upon favor. So many of you right now wearing that royal crown of favor that the Lord has placed. And what do you mean? It's on you. You're wearing the royal crown of favor that God has placed upon you. Why? Because you sought him first and you're still seeking him first and his righteousness. One of the things I noticed about Esther when she went through that beauty treatment was for a year. When you go through those beauty treatments, there's a type of discipline because it's a very strict period. So what is happening in those days that virtues are being what? Your virtues are being developed. The fruits of the Holy Spirit. True, there's discipline. Things are being developed in you. Those treatments is not just the beauty. No, there's deeper than you think it is. So you're going through all of that before you come to the finale to have that favor that comes from God. The discipline. Hallelujah. You receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. The Holy Spirit leads you. You allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you. You do what God has purposed you to do. Seeking him first, doing his will. You're learning, you're reading, you're studying. Sometimes you, and then let me tell you, you have valley experiences, many valley experiences. But he's always there with us. So even in this journey, don't think it's just going to be on this valley mountain top. Always, he said, I am the lily of the valleys. So there's a lot of valleys you will go through too. But he's there right there with you. What's happening? Your virtues are being developed. And then in the name of Jesus, you're becoming stronger and stronger because his strength is being made perfect in your weakness. And when you see all of those and you're going through those experiences, you're gaining testimony. You're gaining ground. You're gaining, your territory is being enlarged. Because of the different experiences that you have had. And now you can tell others about his goodness, his love, because you've walked that path. That's favor. You have that favor. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added unto you. Favor with God. Obedience. Obedient. When you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. Willing and obedient. That's why the Bible said, it's in Isaiah 1:19, willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. So you can't just be a robot obedient. You got to be willingly obedient. It's just like when you give, you're just giving because someone said give. And the Lord said, no, God loves a cheerful giver. Okay, so don't just give like that. You got to be cheerful. You got to cheerfully give. You're not a robot. That's why God told Moses, only take things from people who give from their heart. How did Moses know God would tell him who's giving from their hearts and who's not giving from their hearts? God, really, you might give $1 million offering. If you're not giving from your heart, you will not receive from that offering. I'm just giving you something. So what I'm saying to you, not a form of godliness. In everything you do, let it come from your heart. Seek you first the kingdom of God. Don't do it with a form of godliness. Praying, don't do it as a form of godliness. Going to church, don't do it as a form of godliness, routine, tradition. who come on the prayer line as a form of godliness. Do it because you love to come. You want to hear the good news about Jesus when you go to Bible class. It's not a form of godliness because you want to do it. You have that desire. Because when you start doing things out of tradition and religion, you get bored and you get sick of doing it. And it's so much pretense. That's fake. There's no truth in you. Because man will not see it, but God sees it. So you're fooling nobody but yourself. You're not even fooling your teacher or whoever it is. You're fooling yourself. Everything we do should come from our spirit, from our hearts, that we love to do it, that we desire to please God. We want to do what is right. We desire to do it. And suppose I don't have that desire. I pray and ask you to give you the desire. And he will give it to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That's why some people are blessed. And some people are not. And some people will say, oh, I give my widow's. They talk about the widow's mite. The widow's mite. It's a person who gives from their heart, a cheerful giver, not like a form of godliness with those. And when you read the story, those men bringing so much money, but it was just to show off. But she is not, I only got 5 cents, so I'm giving it. You can have 5 cents, and you can give your 5 cents, and you're not a cheerful giver. You're not. You just, you know. So it's not about the amount of money. People think it's the amount of money. It's not the amount of money. You can have 5 cents. I only give 5 cents, but you're not cheerful. You just give it as a form of godliness. But if you have 5 cents and you give from your heart, you will be blessed. If you have 5 cents, you will give from your heart. You're not going to be blessed. People got to understand these things. Do must come from our hearts. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We pray, O God, for the spirit of obedience to rest within our spirit, to take over our spirit man with joy, that we will be obedient, not as a form of godliness, but it will flow from the love that we have Christ out of our hearts. Lord, even as we celebrate this day, this Valentine's Day, reaching out to others with love, true love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us walk by faith and not by sight. Do things in love and not acting a form of godliness, but out of our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Father God, so that you can put that royal crown of favor on our heads. In the name of Jesus, and those who have the royal crown, that will maintain those crowns on our heads, that you will continue to take us from strength to strength, favor to favor, glory to glory, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we go through this week, let the love of Christ genuinely in our lives, from our hearts, for others to come and see and know you as their Lord and personal Savior. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you for healing, deliverance, restoration. Thank you for comforting those that are mourning. Thank you, Lord, for providing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. Through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Happy Valentine's to every one of you. God bless you.